What's up everyone, this is Fanboy Chronicles and I am back again to talk about two of the things that have been consuming me lately. One is on Netflix and the other is also on Netflix. The first is an anime slash manga and the second is a sitcom. Without further ado, I will be diving into the anime slash manga first, and it's called Kimetsu no Yaiba or The Demon Slayer. The reason why I want to talk about this anime, and fair warning, I haven't watched a lot of animes, and Kimetsu no Yaiba was the first manga that I ever completed reading, so I might be off comparison here and I don't want the weebs to come for me, but I'm just giving my honest opinion. The very first thing that I and a friend of mine noticed about this anime was the graphics. It was so well defined and so high definition, especially in the last episode of the season, which I will not be spoiling. This podcast is going to be a spoiler-free podcast, and I hopefully pique your interest for these two series or any one of these. And as adventurous the anime was, the manga was a double the adventurous. I don't know if I am grammatically right, but I hope the feeling or the emotion is conveyed. Every character had a very good arc and a very good backstory and a very good shining moment. There were a lot of disappointment in terms of not the way the writing was done, but yeah, I can't really give you much insight without spoiling, but yeah, there were a few disappointments from fans' point of view. But all in all, the manga was really well written, it was really well made, tailored, and to be very honest, I was sort of disappointed with the ending. They built it up so well that you can't help but expect a very grand ending, and the ending was sort of lull. It was very mediocre, and it felt like a very easy way out. It could have been grand, it could have been really, really grand, but I don't know, I haven't read the Reddit for the anime, and I haven't really engaged with any community or any other person who might have watched the anime or read the manga, but from my personal point of view, as it is supposed to be on this podcast, I just think that the ending could have been a bit more grand. But all in all, it's a very good experience. If you want to go for reading the manga first, you can do that. If you want to watch the series first, you can do that as well. Anything would be recommended. There's only one season yet of 26 episodes, and it's there on Netflix India. I don't know about the other countries, but it's definitely there on Netflix India. And the manga is available. The manga is completed, and a special movie came for an arc, which has been released in Japan. I don't know when will it be released worldwide or when will it come on Netflix India, and I'm eagerly waiting for that as well. But I've read that arc in the manga, and it's a very good arc, and judging by the trailer that has come out, they tried their really best to incorporate the details of the manga into the anime, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope you guys read, watch Kimetsu no Yaiba or The Demon Slayer. And with that being said, I'm going to talk about the second interest of mine. It's called Schitt's Creek. A lot of people have been recommending me to watch it since a very long time, but I've been putting it on hold, and I am really sorry for that, because the moment I started watching it, I couldn't stop myself. It's been a week, and I'm a very slow person. I cannot binge watch. I rarely binge watch. And Schitt's Creek has been one of the shows which I have binge watched. I started season 1 the last week, and I was caught up in work. I got sick 2 days ago, and I had nothing else to do, so I binge watched season 2, 3 and half of season 4 in one and a half day, because the series is so addictive. It's so funny. The comedic timing of every actor is so good, and the characters are so well written, and I personally relate to a lot of them, actually, if not most of them. And I would also like to point out that the series is really good if you want to improve your vocabulary, because there's a particular character in the show who has a very wide range of vocabulary, a very vivacious range of vocabulary, if I may. In fact, I have a very small section in my notes or note section of my phone, which is specifically dedicated to the vocabulary of that particular character called as Moira Rose. She is the leading lady of the series. And oh yeah, The series has been an Emmy award winning series. It has won an Emmy for the best leading actor, male, female, supporting actor, male, female, and also the best comedic sitcom something, best comedy series, I don't know. But yeah, this show has also concluded. The last season was last year, and I'm pretty late on the train, and I'm pretty sure most of you might have watched it, but that doesn't stop me from recommending it to people who like to watch sitcoms and have nothing on their plate right now and have been tired by the readings of The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. As much as I love those shows, it's very important for us to explore our horizons and see as many sitcoms as we can. Because of these tiring times, it's really important that we consume something that allows us to produce a little more endorphins than we usually produce, because we really need to be happy. And I really solely believe that Schitt's Creek is one of those shows that will make you feel happy, because bottom line, it's really funny. I mean, it's an Emmy winning series for a reason, and all the actors have won an Emmy for a reason. So I hope that compels you to watch it. It's available on Netflix, all 6 seasons. And yeah, it's a very short podcast, but I hope I was not too quick, and I hope that I was able to dive into the 2 shows that have been consuming me lately. And I hope you are eager to watch one of these or both of these. Whatever it is, just let me know if you like the podcast, if you liked my recommendations, or if you've already watched and read my recommendations and would like to share some fan moments with me. You all know where I am available. I'm available on Instagram. I'm not gonna do that dirty PR marketing again by giving my Instagram username out just like that. But yeah, it's @WatashiWasSuhail. Without the embarrassing PR, I don't have any other way to brand or endorse my Instagram. So I hope this podcast was good enough. Whether it was good enough or not good enough, I am really satisfied with it, and I hope the listeners are as well. And to all those who have been constantly and continuously listening for my podcast, thank you so much. And yeah, that's about it. I'll see you soon. And by soon, I mean, yeah, let's not decide on a time frame. I'll see you soon. Thank you. Take care. Stay safe. Watch these 2 shows. If not, that's your decision. I have no right to enforce it upon you. But yes, I will see you soon. Goodbye.